No, they are not arrested for walking. They are arrested for demonstrating. Eh? Now, the problem is that they have got a political agenda. They declared their intentions that they were not interested in elections. And they said even if they don't win, they are not going to appeal to court or to any other, except they will go and appeal to mass action. So they have been working on that. And now, when they came, they had this problem of the rising prices, which are always known. Then they took that one as a chance to see whether they could have galvanized their intentions around a popular economic worry. So this walking to work was actually a camouflage for their own intentions. But leave that apart. We say demonstration is a human right, and anybody can exercise it. But he must be able to, he must inform the police in advance so that we can organize with him or with the organizer to make sure that the demonstration is successful. Because if they are passing through certain ways, we must be able to guide them. If they are going to terminate at a certain point, we must make sure that thing is cleared. So, but the question that they say they don't want to cooperate with the police, this is our human right, we are going to enjoy it as if we are going to enjoy it in vacuum. I don't think Uganda is really Somalia, and even in Somalia, at least there is a provisional government and Amazon. But in Uganda, we've got an elected government, which has just won an election. They themselves went in the elections begrudgingly, but they turned out getting the lowest number of votes. We got the highest number of votes. But now they want to create a situation whereby they can nullify the victory of the people by calling in the crowds, which they have thought prearranged, so that then they can stage, maybe as the Egyptians did, stay in a square and begin demanding extra constitutional demands.
If the government says that it had a majority in the recent election, that means that it should not be worried or concerned about any demonstration because you have the support of the people. So why is the government arresting some people if they are demonstrating, or for that matter, they said they are just walking to work?
That is a very fair question. In fact, I have the people, then why should I be worried about anybody walking? Well, the question is that not all people, especially who voted me, are participating in these ones. They can work with just a small group, and they can cause the chaos in normal life. They have done it before, and we are not going to do an experiment. We cannot experiment with people's lives and property.
Well,
you only need a few people, and then they will throw up stones and beat up everything, and then the looters will come and loot the people's property.
So, Honorable Kivajinja, will your government meet with these protesters or demonstrators to address their concerns? Because obviously,
of course, if at all they are genuine and they come, they inform the police. They don't need to get permission, but they say, on this day, we are the organizers. We are calling the people to join us to demonstrate against something. We shall accept it. And they take responsibility for anything that may happen. But they don't want, they never show themselves up. Everybody comes in his own way. And they all try to have, they pre-arrange. This, you come from the east, another one comes with the west. Now, as we move, even people who can come out of anxiety, not because of the support their cause, then once they do that, they look through to their program, which is unknown.
Is the ruling party, or for that matter, the government, willing to negotiate or hold talks with these disgruntled Ugandans or the oppositions to address their concerns?
Of course, that is our main job. That's our main job. And we are here. In fact, earlier to this, in trying to strengthen democracy, I think it was Sweden, whatever, they organized a meeting of different parties to which all we agreed and signed, and said if there are outstanding matters in order to strengthen democracy, we should encourage dialogue and discussions. And we set out the rules and how, if issues come up, how we should be able to meet and discuss and finish it. But you cannot do it unilaterally. You don't want to identify yourself. And we know exactly, because I'm in charge of the intelligence. There's no country that runs without intelligence. I know all the intelligence. I know all the meetings they've been having. I know all their strategies. And then you say, I will just keep quiet. And just, okay, let them come and do what they want. Those are already known. We even set up the regulations, all under their signatures, as to how to handle demonstrations. All these are in front of me, but they don't want to apply to what their signatures have attested to. And they just want to move outside. They just want to act as if they are moving in a jungle. But even in a jungle, you must be careful, lest you step on a snake.